Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking about struggling to find purpose with Trent Shelton on SOS Radio today. He's played in the NFL with the Indianapolis Colts and the Seahawks and the Redskins. I've never met a professional football player, Trent, who didn't have goals or have a tremendous work ethic. But when we set goals, we plan for that day when we're going to hit that goal like it's the accomplishment. But most of us don't think past that, like living out our purpose once we actually hit some success points.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I think we limit ourselves in. There's times in my life where I reached the goal and I realized, like, wow, I actually have more capability inside of myself than what I thought I did. And so it just shows you how much of a limited mindset that most of us have and that you're always capable to do more. And when it comes to purpose, I don't believe it's an external thing, meaning that I don't believe it's tied to a job title or a title that someone gives you. I believe purpose is tied to who you are as a person. And so once you figure out who you are and rediscover yourself, I think literally you can take your life into any placement, any avenue, any job, and be highly effective.
Trent, you just wrote your first book. It's called The Greatest You. Face reality, release negativity, and live out your purpose. I like the negativity part of that because that's kind of where we go sideways a lot of times when we're pursuing goals and challenges.
Yeah, man. Burning Bridges chapter, which is chapter 4. I like to explain it like this. Everything in our life is a bridge. Anything we're connected to, whether it be our habits, or most times it is people. And you have to ask yourself a real honest question is like, where are these people leading me to? And if they're leading you to a lesser you and not the greatest you, then that's a bridge in your life that might be hard to burn, but you need to burn if you want to progress towards being the greatest you.
We're talking about faith and purpose with Trent Shelton today on SOS Radio. Trent, you played in the NFL, but as a college football standout, you seem to have it all together. Everybody around you is like, man, Trent's going somewhere. He's on the fast track until everything sort of fell apart. You turned to alcohol, you turned to drugs to sort of fill the void was going on, really trying to find some hope, but it caused a lot more problems than you expected.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, when you hit your rock bottom, you know, you have a choice. You know, when life doesn't go the way you want it to go, you have a choice. Either you can sink or you can swim. You can, you know, rise or you can fall, as I like to say. And I was falling and I was sinking and I was turning to things that was really making me run from my reality. That's why, like, the first chapter in the book is called, you know, you'll never win your war by running from your battles. You have to face your reality. And at that point in my life, I was doing everything to make me ignore my reality. But the fact is that once those drugs were off or the alcohol wears off or the things you're using to mask the pain wears off, the reality is still there. And so I'm really pushing people to face it. The only way you will get through it is if you face it.
What was the turning point for you? I mean, you talked about hitting rock bottom, but for a lot of people, they know they're an addiction, but they feel like, I actually like this, or I actually like the way this makes me feel, and I'm not really willing to make a change yet, but, oh, I could quit anytime I want.
Yeah, my changing point was realizing that I was going to leave a legacy. And I didn't want my legacy to be that. Like, life is not promised. None of us know when our time is up. And with me having a son, you know, I know some people might not have kids, but there's somebody somewhere that's looking up to you. But for me having a son, I didn't want to give him broken tools to try to build his future. You know, I want to give him the right tools. I want to give him a cycle of strength, a cycle of growth for him to grow his life. You know, so many times in this life, I mean, if you look at parents now or adults now, so many people spend so much of their life trying to recover from their childhood. And I was like, I don't want to have that for my son. So he was the catalyst that really pushed me towards, you know, being that greatest me.
We're talking with Trent Shelton today at SOS Radio, and he's played in the NFL with the Indianapolis Colts and the Seattle Seahawks and the Washington Redskins. And he's a real influencer in the rehab community. You actually have a nonprofit that you started that you really want to speak life to people. You really want to help them find purpose.
Yeah, that's what rehab is about. You know, people hear that word, you know, first thing they go to is like addiction recovery, and it can be that. But rehab for me is simply putting the strength back into a weakness. So we all have something in our life that we can rehab. And I wanted to set the tone like that for the world and let people know, like, wherever you're at, you can better it. You can grow from it. You can progress from it. And so what we do is we have events. Of course, we have books. Of course, I make the videos, and we even help youth out figuring out, you know, what they're created to be at a young age. I call it prehab, so you don't have to go to rehab.
So, Trent, when we have friends that are dealing with addiction, we all see it, but maybe they don't. What is it that we need to do to speak life to them when maybe they're not to the place where they're ready to address it yet? We try to give them tough love. It doesn't work. We try to dance around these things and say, hey, maybe you should try this. Maybe you should try this. Maybe you'd help this. Like, what do we miss on the outside about those that are going through an addiction that maybe aren't ready to embrace it yet?
Yeah, I think you have to understand, one, the power of communication, how to communicate with people. I think so many times we try to communicate with people in a way that, you know, we think that they should hear it instead of in a way that they can actually accept it. And so you always have to go to a person thinking about, like, how can they receive this? Like, how do they communicate? How do they receive information? That's the first step. And then the reality of it is, even if you do that, you have to understand that you cannot change someone. I mean, that's a hard pill to swallow. You just can't. Only thing you can do is influence change. With me, with my videos, I can't change people. I'm not a life changer. I'm just a seed planter. So you have to be good with just planting the seed and just speaking positivity in their life. And hopefully that seed will bloom and blossom into everything that they can be.
We're talking about eliminating negativity with Trent Shelton today on SOS Radio, and he's played in the NFL, and he leads rehab time. He's also written a new book. I mean, negativity is one of the key elements that you address in this book because it takes us sideways.
Yeah, man. You know, I talk a lot about in my content about releasing things from your life. You know, I feel like success is easier, you know, once you are in the right mindset. I feel like growth is easier. So there's so many people that are trying to hold on to things and trying to keep them at the same level, trying to get to a new level. It's like, you know, going to a new destination, you know, with the same baggage, you know, and you're expecting the baggage to be different once you get there. No, once you get to the new destination, when you unpack those bags, it's the same stuff inside. And so I want to let people know, like, drop the weight, release the things from your life that needs to be released, because in order to move up, there are some things you must be willing to give up.
We're talking to Trent Shelton today on SOS Radio. We're talking about giving things up so we can move forward. There's a lot of times we're looking at battles ahead of us and we think, like, okay, success is knocking down the dragons and just slaying them. But sometimes success is being the last man standing. It's just about endurance sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a marathon. And I think the greatest battle is within yourself. You know, a lot of people think the battle is with them, whoever them is, right? The external world. But the greatest battle is within. It's your mindset. And it's being able to defeat those demons and to really deal with your past and to really deal with your reality, too. So I think once you can get to know yourself better and own yourself, and listen, this whole greatest you process is a journey. Like, you're going to continue being the greatest you and trying to find that person, discover that person for the rest of your life. But I think once you're on the track of, like, okay, cool, I know this is where I'm at. I know the habits that I need. I'm going to keep falling in love with progression. Then I think that's a beautiful place to be at in life.
So Trent, over the years, as you've really studied purpose and pushed through to find real purpose, have you found that purpose is more of an internal gift or an external thing?
It's definitely an internal gift for sure. You know, a lot of people tie purpose to, you know, job title, external things. And I like to say those are placements, and placements aren't faithful. I mean, even with rehab time is not my purpose. It's my placement. Football was my placement. And when you realize that who you are is your purpose, you literally can take your life anywhere, any place, and be effective. You could walk outside right now and change someone's life by speaking into their life, you know, by giving them a compliment. Everything you need is inside you. That's the point of that whole thing.
We're talking about understanding purpose with Trent Shelton from Rehab Time on SOS Radio. And he's played in the NFL with the Colts and the Seahawks and the Redskins. But when we're really digging into purpose, one of the things that just distorts our perspective is the lack of forgiveness. And you talk a lot about that in your book.
Yeah, forgiveness is everything. Forgiveness is hard, though. You know, there's probably some people in my life that I'm working on that with. Because, you know, if somebody has done you wrong, you know, it's human nature to hold a grudge. But one tactic I love to talk about that really helps people is, it's kind of a selfish thing. Like, understand that it's for you. Like, you don't want to carry this weight that somebody hurt you in your past for the rest of your life. And so many people, what they're doing when you don't forgive, you are allowing the person that's no longer a part of your life to still control your life. And I love to say, you can move on from the person, but without forgiveness, you'll never move on from the pain. Don't give that person the power to control the rest of your life. Like, so forgive them for yourself and not necessary for them.
So how have you learned to deal with it when someone hurts you and you don't want to trust them and they've done some things that definitely are not cool, but you want to forgive them one and the same?
Yeah. So for me, moving forward with my life for the last few years is, I love to say this, I forgive everyone for the simple fact that I don't want people to control the rest of my life. I also know that I've done some things that I deserve forgiveness for, right? I don't want to not forgive someone if, you know, they're forgiving me. And so I tell people this in this process, that I trust people for who they are, you know, so it makes it a lot easier. I don't put an expectation on someone they're not capable to live up to. We make that mistake so many times. We want a person to be who we want them to be and not who they are. So if you're a liar, like, I trust you to be a liar. You know, I just don't take anything you say as truth. If you gossip, I trust you to be a gossip. I'm not going to give my information to you. So I'm not going to put you in a position to hurt my life when I know you know, you're not that person.
Well, we're talking to Trent Shelton today at SOS Radio, and he has a brand new book called The Greatest You, Face Reality, Release Negativity, and Live by Your Purpose. Thanks for checking in today, Trent.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you for having me.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.